Hey guys, it's Afi Pittman, aka author of Faith, and welcome back to my 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. And today's confession is I am blessed by divine connections. And it's kind of a spinoff yesterday's confession because we were talking about how you are a blessing to those you're connected to. So again, the reference is Ecclesiastes 4 verses 8 through 12. And I won't read it all again here, but if you want to look it up and read it again after this confession, you can definitely do that. But the gist of it is that, we were not created to live life alone, and that life is kind of pointless to live it by yourself. It's kind of pointless to work hard to amass wealth and you don't have anybody to share it with, or you don't have anybody to bless with it. That's not the way that God wants us to do that. So you are blessed by divine connections because, as it said, you know, when you fall and you're by yourself, you're really in trouble. But when you have someone to reach out to, you're blessed by that. When you are in trouble, when you fall, when you're not sure where to go, when you don't know what the next step is, when you reach out to the right divine connection, it's basically like the Lord himself reaching down literally to pick you up or to steer you in the right direction. The Lord wants to use us to be a blessing, but he also wants to use others to be a blessing to us through life's trying situations. So if you are someone who has a hard time letting people in, if you are someone who, you know, you're very mistrustful of people because, I don't know, maybe you've been hurt in the past, maybe you've been betrayed in the past, maybe you've had bad experiences with relying on people in, critical situations, and you really needed that person to come through and they failed you like bad. This is the confession for you. You have to speak the change into your life. I mean, you have to accept that people will fail you. And really, when that happens, you have to take into consideration how the person acts after the fact. If they felt horrible about it, if they want to do everything in their power to make it up to you, and they are consistently showing that they want to do better by you afterwards, then I would say that it is safe to give that person another chance as you feel comfortable. Now, if it's someone who doesn't care, obviously, yeah, you know, just you can still love that person from a distance, but realize that you really can't depend on them in life's most critical moments. But you've got to accept that people are not perfect, that we are human. You fail people and they will fail you. What matters is how they try to rebound with you after the fact. So if you struggle with that because of past bad experiences, I want you to confess this over your life until you see it. I am blessed by divine connections. So again, that's our confession for today. And don't forget to confess your way to success. And remember to join in for tomorrow's confession.